Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We've been talking about God's presence and how He makes Himself known. He makes His presence known in a variety of different ways. So, Lord, even now we ask that You make Your presence known to us. Throughout the coming days and weeks, that You would bring our attention to You, to Your presence. And even now, Lord, reveal Yourself. Make Yourself known, Your presence, in all the different ways You can. Lord, tune our senses to recognize You. Open our ears to hear Your voice. Lift the veil from our eyes to see You. Not just You moving in our lives, but to see Your presence. Lord, You know best what we need from You. Remind us, Lord, of Your goodness, of Your trustworthiness. That Your plans for us are good, that we will like them, that what we're going through at any given time, the struggle, the fear, the anxiety, the pain, the doubt, is just for a time, that You have a good end for us, that we will be so happy we've gone through it, Lord. But Lord, don't let us settle for anything less than the very best that You have for us here. Don't let us put off till whatever comes next the things You want us to embrace in this life. Lord, teach us to live and move and have our being Your spirit now, that we would be one spirit, soul, and body with You. That we would be able to receive unconditionally everything You want to give us unconditionally now. Lord, that we would be the first partakers and receive healing and instruction and encouragement and everything we need from You now. And Lord, You do know what each one of us needs. And we just speak that right now to You, Lord. What each one of us needs, speak it now. Lord, I just ask that You meet that need right now. Lord, so many have very practical needs, and we ask that You would move on their behalf and make Your presence and your love for them known in that way. But many need inner needs met, comfort, encouragement, direction, love, peace, joy. And we ask that you meet those needs right now as well. And all interference standing between God Himself and the work He wants to do in each one of us, I cast you aside now, right now. You have no authority to be here. Now, if you, there is a legal right for an enemy to be intruding, you cannot interfere with what God is doing right now. Lord, teach us how to overcome every enemy. We want to practice. We want to learn. We want to have confidence that we are hearing from you clearly and we know how to act on what we hear, to test what we hear. And then we know how to do the warfare. That living as a spirit being now is not dependent on where we go to church, our gifts, our anointing, our age or gender or education, or what level we're on, or maturity, or even in many cases what we believe. But our ability to know you and to walk in the Spirit is simply dependent on the time and attention we give to you. That's all we can do. Now we can all give you the time and attention. So, Lord, again, put your finger on those areas where we are giving time and attention to other things instead of you. Lord, don't let us settle, but also give us a taste of the joy that is set before us, that we would be willing to set those other comforts aside, those other distractions, and even decide that some of the things we need to do aren't really needs, they're just wants, and we set them aside. Lord, give us a taste of your love, the contentment and satisfaction and excitement that comes from experiencing you, so that nothing else takes its place, that we have to even remind ourselves to take care of the daily tasks, because we are so focused on you. And Lord, that we can bring our soul into that oneness with our spirit by depending on you. That you can free our soul to be what you created it to be, united with our spirit. There's so much we don't understand, Lord. And free us from the need to understand. Free us from our mind. Lord, give us what we need that we may continue to pursue you. You have each one of us in a special circumstance, a circumstance that's crafted for us. And we thank you for it. We are grateful for the situation we're in. And for some, that's really hard because it's a hard circumstance. But we know spiritually that you love us and that the circumstance we don't understand. We don't understand why bad things happen to good people. But we release the need to have understanding. And we just trust that you know what you're doing. This is not all there is, this life here. We don't know what came before. And we don't know what's coming in the future, after this life, or even tomorrow in this life. But we do know you love us. And we can trust you. And that whatever we're going through now, it will be worth it. So, Lord, again, whatever we need, I just ask that you give it. Give us eyes to see more and more clearly the direction and the path each one of us is to take. Give us the encouragement and the resolve to follow through in the things you've already showed us to do. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you because you are reliable. You are trustworthy. And you do know what you're doing for us. Also, Lord, we thank you that you don't need our help. You don't need our help to change us, to fix our problems, to heal our wounds, to change our country, our community, our neighbor, our spouse, or our other family members. You don't need our help to accomplish your goals. We're off the hook. The reason now we can pursue you is for our own benefit. Because it's your desire that we be able to receive your love. That's your nature. That's your desire. That we would be able to be that wineskin, that new wineskin for you. Again, we thank you. So we have been talking about his presence. And his presence is something that is revealed in different ways. And as we talk about his presentness, his presence, we are talking about him being a real person. Now, he may not be present in person like you and I think. The reason we're talking about this, and we're going to do it in limited terms just because we don't understand the nature of God. But we talk about his presence, and we talk about him, just talking about him, thinking about him, wondering about him, invites him to be present. He likes it when we think about him, when we talk about him. That's opening the door to him. Now, he may not respond right now while we're thinking and talking about him, but just be aware later today, tomorrow, the coming weeks, you may sense his presence in one way or another. He may even bring to your thoughts a memory of when he made himself known to you, or he may want to encourage you by confirming something in your past, something that happened, that yes, that was him. He doesn't want you to be guessing. He wants you to have confidence that he is always with you. Now that's true for everyone. God is present all the time with everyone. But you and I, as his sons, we have special favor. We have special rights with God. We are part of him. And we have already received our inheritance in our spirit. His desire is that we fully enjoy our position in him. Not so that something else happens. Not so that his kingdom is expanded or that his purposes are accomplished in the earth. Or so that you're healed, or no. He's going to do that anyway. But he wants you to experience living as a spirit. Now, with your soul and body lined up, healed, whole, complete, entire. And experiencing the love, the joy, the comfort, the peace, the righteousness. That comes from knowing not only God, but who you are in him by experience. So part of the process of getting to know him is not only appreciating our privilege, bonding to his call to be with him, and giving him the time and attention that he puts his finger on. And this is not something to be stressed about. This is a normal, natural part of what is actually best for you, for your soul. We are actually letting our soul off the hook. We are saying, soul, you can't fix yourself. You can't heal your own wounds. You can't please God. It's not your job. You are not able to. God is not looking for you to do that. It's not your job to glorify him. He's already glorified. It's not your job to measure up. It's not your job to fix the situation or to change yourself or to change others. That's God's job. So what we're looking at is not your soul dying or changing its nature, but finally, through being healed and coming into union with their spirit, your soul is finally returning to the original relationship with your spirit that God created for it. Your soul is falling home. It's relaxing back into the position it was created and destined and meant, purposed to be in. You don't even know what you're really like in your soul. Because your soul has taken on so many roles to fit expectations and to hide wounds, to prevent rejection, and basically to control getting its needs met. But God is saying you don't need to do that anymore. You can just be yourself. this is going to take time, so just let God have the time and attention. But put those expectations aside. You have no idea what God has in store for you. So don't worry about it. Give him the time and attention. Pretty soon, over time, you'll be giving him time and attention 24 hours a day. That's the ultimate. This has nothing to do with what you're doing during that time. Because your soul can do multiple things at one time. This is true multitasking. Your soul can receive life, the eternal life that's in your spirit, and it goes through your body. And you can live on this earth, do brain surgery, do calculus calculations, love your kids, sleep, fly a plane, all while you are giving God your full time and attention. Because that's how God created us, to do all at the same time. To be a spirit being that has a soul that lives in a body. Okay, again, our ultimate goal is that the time and attention we give him will be complete 24/7. That regardless of how we are relating to this world, to this natural realm, and even the supernatural realm, does not interfere with our communion with the Spirit of God. This is something that you have to experience. Now, just to give you an idea of the kind of thing I'm talking about, because once you start experiencing it, it's so exciting and gives you a taste of a whole other way of living that you'll want more. But have you ever driving one place to another where you drive, let's say, to work or to pick up your kids or to go to the grocery store? You've done it so often that you'll remember getting into your car and pulling out of your driveway, but then all of a sudden you realize you're at that destination and you don't remember the drive. You are on autopilot. Your body just does what it always does. It's not that you weren't thinking about driving. It's just, it was not needing your attention. Because it came so naturally. That's the kind of thing that we will be learning to experience as we pay more and more attention to his presence. As that no matter what comes into our hands to do, we will simply do it because we are giving him our attention and our time, that everything else takes care of itself. And we won't even notice if he says, switch jobs or spend more time with your kids or raise the dead. Or go to college, or whatever. Take a vacation. It will all be the same because it will all be an extension of receiving life from him. God is everywhere. He created everything and everyone, and he exists eternally. He created time. And he is master over time, and he controls time. And you and I, because we are in him, have mastery and control time. We just have to learn how to do that. He created the realms of reality, the spiritual realm, the supernatural realm, and the natural realm. And he is master over and controls all aspects of all those realms. Whether we acknowledge his existence or others acknowledge his existence or even creatures acknowledge his existence, it doesn't matter, because he created them. He has mastery over them. There is nothing that he is not in control of, period. And that's true for every aspect of our existence. So we can trust that whatever is going on in our lives is part of that control. He has intended it to happen. And that's true for all beings, all realities. But for you and I, again, we have a special position with him. And he wants to make himself known to us. He wants to manifest, make real his presence. So there are times and situations in which he makes himself known to our physical senses. And we can think of the examples we know of in the scriptures, where he makes himself known in some natural way, like a burning bush, a dove, even that. Angelic representations. In our age, he manifested himself through his son, who was fully real as fully man. Now, for you and I, there may be times when he chooses to make himself known to our physical senses. A personal visitation where you see him, whether he's visible to you and maybe not others in the room, or even the scent of roses, a touch of his hand, the sound of his knocking or footsteps, his calling our name, or even the taste of honey. He wants to increase our awareness of this possibility so that when he reveals himself in any of these ways, we will recognize that it is him and respond. So take a moment now. Lord, bring to our memory any area, any occasion where you have revealed yourself in one of these physical ways, but we didn't remember it. We didn't know it was you. And Lord, going forward, make yourself known to us in this way, in a physical way, a touch, a smell, a sound. Even as we're waking up, Lord, call our name. We're going to sleep, Lord, call our name. We want to know that you're real. We want to learn how to know you, your presence, even in the physical realm. Because, Lord, one of the reasons you do that is so that we will learn to be constantly aware that you can make yourself known at any time. So we thank you ahead of time, Lord, for making yourself known this coming week. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting together again the same time next week. Until then, you can drop me a line at Diane@therainersclub.org. Have a good weekend.